This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Goldman Sachs, earning some bucks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiotakis, about 20 minutes into the trading day, so we're going to ask that question. Where's Wall Street? Markets are mixed right now. The S&P down just a tad. The NASDAQ up about a third of a percent. And the Dow is down about a third of a percent. 34 points at 10,568. Markets are higher in Europe, mostly higher right now. And major Asian markets closed mixed today as well. The Hang Seng lost about 2%, though. Goldman Sachs today said it earned almost $5 billion in the fourth quarter. It's another example of how the banks outpaced the rest of the financial industry. Gary Schilling is an economist, an economic consultant who heads up his own firm in New Jersey. He's with us live this morning. Morning, Gary.
Good morning.
So this number was much better than analysts had predicted. What's Goldman's secret there?
It's basically trading and investment banking. I mean, this has been their strength for many, many years. They excel at it, and they obviously did well. We had a market last year where there was a lot of turmoil, and volatility is what creates trading opportunities, and they're very good at taking advantage of them.
Using their own money to sort of play the markets, right?
That's right. But they're doing it with a professionalism and knowledge that a lot of individual investors can only envy.
And, you know, funny you should mention that, because we're going to talk to John Dimsdale in just a moment about President Obama's plans to maybe curb that a little bit. I do want to talk to you, Gary, about bonuses, because the money Goldman's paying to employees was less in 2009 than it was before the financial crisis. Do you think they've learned a lesson about compensation, or are these huge bonuses still a PR issue for them?
I think they're getting the clue. I mean, they made a huge charitable contribution, which actually gave them a negative bonus pool in the fourth quarter, up for the year from the previous year. But, yeah, I think that the big Wall Street banks are responding to tremendous pressure from Washington and from the public as a whole. When you got 10% unemployment rate, and they end up with almost $500,000 per employee in compensation, this is obviously a political lightning rod.
All right. President Obama is expected to announce today new proposals to rein in the size of big banks. These are the banks that have proved too big to fail during the financial crisis, as we've talked about. And Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us live from Washington with the latest. Morning, John.
Good morning.
So what's the president expected to announce today?
Well, he's going to ask Congress to limit the ability of these investment banks to engage in that risky wheeling and dealing in stocks and securities, like the mortgage-backed instruments that got the financial system in so much trouble. Essentially, the president wants to reinstate some of the firewalls that used to keep banks from speculating on investments.
So what kind of activities would be restricted under this White House plan?
Well, one will be that big banks like Goldman Sachs no longer be allowed to engage in what's called proprietary trading, mm-hmm. where they play the markets using, in some cases, depositors' money as well as shareholder assets. I asked Edward Haddis with Reuters Breaking Views, how does that work?
Proprietary trading is when the banks are effectively speculating in the markets. Instead of trading on account of customers, you put an order in, the bank executes the order. It's the bank that puts the order in and tries to make money for its shareholders rather than for its customers.
Now, be ready for a lot of howling from the banking industry, who will say in part that this hurts their ability to compete against global banks based in other countries who aren't saddled with government restrictions like this on their size and how they invest.
All right. Gary Schilling still on the line with us. Gary, will the president's proposal prevent another financial crisis?
Well, obviously, it has to be enacted, and that's way down the line. There's a lot of opposition to this, but there is this concern that, again, you take depositors' money and use it for proprietary trading. I mean, this is a long way from what they call spread lending, the banks taking deposits and lending it out in loans. That was Jimmy Bailey's, Jimmy Stewart's Bailey Building and loan in the famous movie It's a Wonderful Life. This is very different, and the idea of separating the commercial banking per se, taking deposits and lending it out from the banks trading on their own account and so on, that's the real question. And and of course, it's the question: does this give you a situation where it's a heads the banks win and tails the taxpayer bails them out?
All right, we're going to have to end it there. Gary Schilling, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale, thank you as well from Washington.
You're welcome.
Negotiations went early into the morning. Conan O'Brien signed an agreement to leave NBC's Tonight Show. The network will pay him $32 million. His staff gets $12 million in severance. In the deal, he can't say anything disparaging about NBC, although that's not stopped him up to now.
Hey, there is good news. This is crazy. Over the past week, ratings for our Tonight Show are up by 50%. When NBC executives heard this, they told me, see, you really don't fit in around here.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
CBS has sold Super Bowl ad time to an advocacy group called Focus on the Family. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Focus on the Family is a Christian group that has argued against abortion and same-sex marriage.
By supporting Focus on the Family, Fred is helping a lot of families thrive.
Polarizing groups like Focus on the Family have traditionally been shut out of buying ads for big-ticket events like the Super Bowl. That's because networks want those commercials to appeal to everyone. Brand strategist Adam Hampt says in the past, the Super Bowl has turned down ad dollars from animal activist group PETA and liberal advocacy group MoveOn.org.
It's a big threshold moment. I think obviously it's driven by some of the economics that the broadcast television industry is facing today. It could be the beginning of other similar kinds of advocacy advertising in big mainstream events.
Hampt says CBS is scrambling to sell ad time for the big game. A 30-second spot in this year's Super Bowl is selling for $2.5 million. Last year, they cost $3 million. The longer the economy remains weak, the louder money will talk. Hampt expects more advocacy ads to crop up on primetime and for big events like the Oscars. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.